It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Friday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's time for the Twitter Roadshow, that thing where the social network company tours the country to get investors pumped up about its initial public offering. The excitement over Twitter has the whole tech industry buzzing. That could be very good news for other up-and-coming social media companies. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
Wall Street's Twitter fever is giving the whole social media sector a lift. Nate Elliott is an analyst with Forrester Research. He says that's quite a contrast to another big social media IPO.
I think it's definitely drawn more attention to the fact that social media is more than just Facebook.
But will the excitement around Twitter pave the way for other social sites to go public?
Potentially. The Twitter IPO is really great for these.
Brad McCarty is with Full Content, a social data company. He says Twitter's IPO has gotten a lot of buzz going about sites like Snapchat, Glimpse, and Pinterest, which just got $225 million in venture financing this week.
Once we get 2 to 3 months down the road, I think then we're going to start seeing more talk about other companies that are perhaps in a good position.
McCarty says those companies are likely hoping for a Twitter bump that could eclipse the Facebook slump. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
So let's do a tech-splainer. It involves some 250 Wikipedia user accounts that got blocked this week because the users were accused of sock puppetry. Here to explain what the heck that means is Professor Andrew Lee of American University. Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Do me a favor. Explain sock puppetry.
For those who didn't grow up with this childhood experience, this might be a strange term, but the idea of a sock puppet in the online world is a single human being creating multiple accounts to impersonate other people. A sock puppet on the left hand, sock puppet on the right hand, and suddenly you have a whole puppet theater with three different individuals talking to each other. In Wikipedia, it's especially troublesome because Wikipedia depends on creating consensus around articles. So if a single person creates 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 accounts, then they automatically put their thumb on the scale and tilt it in their favor, and that's not really a fair way of doing things.
So what's your view on it as someone who's studied this very closely?
Well, just to show how confusing the situation is, you know, Jimmy Wales, who many people may know as the face of the fundraising of Wikipedia and one of the founders of it, has said PR companies should not even attempt to edit Wikipedia articles. The community is more divided on this, however. If you are a conscientious and respected academic and you get a grant to help improve articles about, let's say, women scientists, you're being paid. But if you have a broad no-paid advocacy policy in Wikipedia, you might be banning scientists and other folks who are editing in good faith.
Andrew Lee is the author of The Wikipedia Revolution and Associate Professor of Journalism at American University. Andrew, thank you very much.
Good to be with you.
By the way, I played Silicon Tally with Cyrus Farivar of the website Ars Technica this week. That and more is on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.